Wala nang in-season.
Just like the gold.
No, I'm not gonna take this call. What's happening?
I think people won't believe, but like genuinely speaking, before we record, and this is pre-recorded, but before we fucking start, somebody calls.
Someone calls.
What are the odds?
Yes, sis.
We've been sitting here picking our noses,
and the next thing, and then,
I'm like silent.
Yes, sis.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Silent.
Let's try this again. 5, 4, 3. Quiet on set. Phones on silent.
Hey, stress.
What's going
man.
On? It's another episode of Don't Fucking Call Me. Before we start the show, called the Shady Podcast. My name is Shady, and that guy is Podcast.
What up? With the PH.
Yes, sir.
I was actually having a chat with Marv that this thing needs to be turned into a reality show.
Which one?
The everything that goes on here, dog. This is like, yo.
I think, you know, if they were to keep the cameras on here
all the time.
We'd have to host it on the dark web because we won't be able to play
most of the shit on. Suddenly won't air on multi-choice. Joking, it would probably play on Moja Love. Nah. On this episode of
we cool. Anyways. I'm tired, man. I've been traveling.
Are you done now?
No. After this, I'm flying to East London. In fact, I had to move my flight this morning.
Ow.
Yeah.
Luckily, the private jet waits for the boss to say.
Tough life.
Now I say private jet, someone's going to take a photo of you on flight safe. This ain't no private jet. Bow out.
That time I'm struggling there in the middle seat.
In row 15.
There's no place I haven't gone to in the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We were in Cape Town.
We were, yes.
Where we got.
I'm glad you're back, actually, because we haven't actually touched that
we
matter.
We haven't debriefed.
No, we haven't debriefed.
Can we talk about it?
Ask the boss there. Yeah. Can we talk about it, boss? Okay, Mbati.
Yeah.
So we were nominated for a Luri Award.
You sure?
All right.
Shortlisted. As the term is.
Nominated. Then after nominated, shortlisted.
Okay.
So we got all dressed up. We went there. The whole team was in attendance.
In the nines, boss.
Bruh. And previously, I've only been to Luri after parties. Yeah, I've never actually attended the actual awards. So
it was my first time, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. Like actually sitting there waiting for your name to be called type of thing.
Yes.
And then, boss, they didn't call our name.
Dog. That was so, it was I don't know which part is embarrassing, the fact that they didn't even call the category.
Yeah, that was weird for me. Apparently, look, it's the done thing. That's like no shame in our game. It's just like, I think because we've never been, I was certainly expecting them to say, and now the nominees for I was thinking Summers,
Saftas in my
head. Yeah. So I thought they're going to call our name at least to say, even if we didn't win, look, to be honest, like, I was sitting there, dog. I saw what was on that screen.
Sure.
It's basically all of South Africa as well as the Middle East.
UAE,
that are nominated. And a lot of the shit that you get to see there is like the best campaigns, 100%, ads, etc.
Powerful stuff.
I know. Hard stuff. So I wasn't even, I won't say I wasn't expecting to win.
Sure.
But if we lost to a better competitor,
but
at least if they said our name, I could have posted something on Instagram.
Dog, you know, I think what the most embarrassing part for me, I was like,
you fooled me.
I was there with my camera, like, okay.
And then it never came up.
And then we would look at each other in the row, like, okay, it's next. Okay, cool. And then, dog, they moved into the next category, like, yo.
What's up?
What the fuck?
That time, I was texting Tanya. Yeah. I'm like, Exe, manje, bros, please, I mean. And she's like, no, we are up next. Stand by. Okay.
I think we even went to the extremes of our Loiso Matinga was like the MC. I even asked him, like, yo, dog, we don't want to be there the entire night. Like, when is the...
When is our category?
He's like, oh, no, first hour. You guys just get there early. We got there early. Hey, boss. Quack, quack, quack.
And then what made it worse is they didn't call us.
Fuck
it was obvious on all of our faces.
Yeah.
Okay, if you were there and you saw us, you know this. Now you know why. It was obvious on all our faces. Literally, it was like, and moving on.
Yo, all of us. We all left one by one.
And we weren't alone in our row.
Yeah.
There was those two brewers that were in.
Oh, yeah.
Except me, I just bumped those Owens, bro. I was like, hey, fucking move here. Let me go out.
I think now I know what made it worse. Those guys, man, they were winning bronze, man. They were winning like bronzes, ne?
Did they win it?
Yeah, they were winning bronze.
Bro, like, dog, I thought they just snuck in. Eh? I was wondering, why are they in our row?
No, I think they work for one of the agencies. Mm. And they're like, nah, dog, it's whack to take a picture of a bronze. But that time, we're like, okay, we're not even being announced. So yeah, but shout out to the Lurys. No one missed their flights. Yes. Last year, we missed our flights. No one. Yeah, we got... Did we get drunk?
We got a little bit drunk.
I think we couldn't even drink, dog. Mm. I couldn't even drink because I was pissed. I was like, fuck.
I was also like, hey, dog, I pulled out my Burberry coat for this award.
Boss, I've never seen this man so
You know what I'm saying? Sharp. And then I'm like, oh, God.
Oh,
yeah, I got to the woods late. I was
shout
watching.
Out to, saving, private, saving Ryan's private.
I was watching Saving Private Ryan in the room before we left. So shout out to our penthouse at the Rockefeller. They're always looking after us. Yes. They made us nice. We had a penthouse, massive TV, and like Ekaya. Yabo, I TV, so I had to watch something. I couldn't waste the TV, dog.
Yeah.
These guys were like, I'm going to sleep. I was like, I'm going to watch this TV. Yeah. And I climbed in the fridge.
Sure.
Just, you know, because I don't have that shit at home. No, Rockefeller. Showed me, so shout out to Rockefeller. I was watching that. I needed to see the crescendo. I couldn't leave.
Sure.
And then I made everybody late. But obviously, Luiso had already given us the plug. So
got you.
We arrived on time. The thing wasn't called. But shout out to the Lurys because apparently we were nominated in a category. You know, like just to be nominated is an honor because you're talking like thousands of entries.
Yeah.
Then just to be shortlisted, if you like the top 30 out of 1,000, you know, that's good.
Sure.
And then obviously bronze. Silver gold. Sure. We weren't there. And fuck those guys. It is not embarrassing to record a bronze. Try not even being mentioned.
But yeah, so I've been, so we were in Cape Town together. I've been in Bloemfontein. Shout out to Bloemfontein. Paula was dope. Northwest, Limpopo, Eastern Cape, Cape Town, Durban. And I'm going back, like after this show. Flying to East London, then I have to be in Cape Town again and Durban. This obviously preps for the summer season for Paula. And then,
Paula Cape Town, preps for Paula Cape
Town. Paula Cape Town, Durban and East London.
Yeah, no. That'll be when I return to Cape Town. Please, PH, my last Cape Town experience,
you,
I left
boss.
With nothing. Aish. I'm looking forward to coming to Paula and leaving with something.
Got you. Oh, we left with something.
That's right.
Yeah. But yeah, back, we're black.
Yes.
How's it, James? How do you feel? James got a raise.
Is it? Shout out to James. James, he got a promotion. Yes.
For being white. I mean he's white.
Something you need to understand about this place. There's no transformation. Yeah.
Fuck all. Fun enough, and we'll speak about transformation later, but James, I think, is obviously the...
He got promoted over a black guy.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
And the other black guy got...
Yeah.
Fire. So
listen, Zippo, hey. Being nominated is an honor, guys. You don't have to win, my man. As long as you're in the category.
Fuck,
you are shortlisted.
Me?
Yeah. That's how it fucking feels.
So yeah, shout out James. What
James
does this mean?
Won the
you get Lurie. More money as a white person or
yeah,
it's nice.
Yeah, no, the promotion doesn't come with an increase, nigga. It just comes with the
more
title.
Responsibilities.
Yeah.
Longer hours title. For you.
Comes with the title and a laptop charger.
Yeah, we've got someone new in the team. Noms.
Noms is new.
Yes.
I don't know what she does here.
Me too.
But
I honestly thought she was replacing something.
She wasn't. I mean, like you said, you know, a white person has been promoted.
Yeah.
We
you
hired
need
Noms.
A black
we need
person.
A black female. Yeah. Next week we've got what's it all's name again? Marvin's bra. He's in a wheelchair.
Ticking all the boxes.
Yeah, dog. And I advised them against it because I was like, you know, we're going to have to fucking install ramps in this boat.
Oh, my God. Yo, we are wheelchair friendly. No, we are definitely. Fix your thing. This, your jersey of yours has got fluff there.
Oh.
Yeah. We are definitely wheelchair friendly. We are everything friendly. We're inclusive here, so please.
Yes.
I mean,
sorry about my fluff jersey.
We're gonna have a lot of weed. You'd in
never
the
find me
now.
An H&M.
Thanks to Dobbs. Ciao, Rastafari, my sister. Bless her.
It's all about inclusivity, bro. You know, next year we might even hire a transgender person. But anyway,
hectic.
As we get into the show,
oh my god,
we kick it off with in the comment section. So
yes.
Our lovely producer goes and finds a video that is either trending or sure. on which the comments are just fucking hilarious.
We were tagged in quite a few.
Yes, and this one took the cake for me. I thought it was very funny. I don't know. You haven't seen it yet. So,
no, boss.
But
no.
I've sent you the link so you can okay. check out the comments. Please roll the clip, Wandy.
Come with me to get my brand new G-Wagon.
So this obviously
that one
only
of my
fans
can. For me. Okay. I had to drive a little yeah. over.
As you may have
hours
noticed from
here,
her pink.
But it'll be
top.
Worth it because the G-Wagon's super cute. Of course, I had to get coffee on the way.
Of
he
course.
He told me it would only be fair if I had a Louis bag and ring to match with the G-Wagon. So
yeah.
he got me these last week. And now we're almost here. Getting excited. Right when we got there, the dealership
standard
guy greeted
move.
Me and said hello and said, I have the G-Wagon ready for you. We
nice
walked around
Jordan.
Back and there she
There's
was.
The G-Wagon.
Oh my God, so pretty. I am in love with the color. The interior was super beautiful too. With the green, white, and black. It was kind of hard to get up into the car since it's so high off the ground, but it's so adorable.
Cream interior, dog.
Now, it was
Don't
a
hate.
Time Clean. Where I had to put Washa. The car in my name and just tell all the details about the car. You know, a typical car dealership.
Keep the key,
while they're
boy.
Finishing gathering up papers, I went to the bathroom to make some videos for my blue and white site.
Check the
then
bathroom.
Then we did one little test run through the car to make sure it was all perfect, and the keys were mine. Here is my brand new G-Wagon. I am
standard
so
home
excited. Shout out to the subscriber who got this. You know who you are.
Right, so subscriber bought her that car. One of her OnlyFans subscribers or Instagram subscribers basically said, I love you, you're so beautiful. He has a Louis bag and a Louis ring that you can wear and carry to go and collect your brand new G-Wagon.
Manai. Manai.
You saw the car.
That's not a brand new G-Wagon.
Not a brand new
dog.
G-Wagon, dog. The key looks like it operates
no.
with an immobilizer.
Okay. So I've that's the old generation key, yeah, Mercedes.
Yes.
But now that's the first generation G-Wagon. Lengathi is
I'm a
venture.
I'm a Hileo.
Lengathi, if you've ever seen the comparison of Eventure and that G-Wagon, that's the one.
Right. That sounds like a G350.
Yes. That's not even like a... Yeah, it's the G350, like the older
and
ones.
Funny
right?
enough, you know who had one? Like, I remember years ago, there used to be a party called the Warm Up, hosted
sure.
by Fat Jack.
Sure.
Except Fat Jack used to drive a 1979 G-Wagon.
Sure.
Like, it was an old school classic. And it'd be like, what do you drive?
Sure.
If he has to say, I drive a G-Wagon. That's not a G-Wagon, dog.
Nah.
That is a Mercedes Venture.
So,
yeah, eventually.
So, okay, hold on.
Right.
Just give me a breakdown. So, this lady, OnlyFans.
Correct.
This bra,
subscriber.
Subscriber.
Yes. So, like a sugar daddy,
says he bought her
a brand new G-Wagon. She must go and collect
it. I'm a huge fan. I love you.
That's it.
And Bamba.
Yeah, Bamba. Nai Louis bag, Nai Louis ring, Bamba Nai mod.
You know, it would have been more impressionable just giving her the Louis bag than...
Bro, the Louis bag G-Wagon. And the Louis ring. You know what the funny part is? The Louis bag and the Louis ring could possibly cost
the same
as the G-Wagon. So,
okay, wait.
Right.
Then, okay, ish. I'm conflicted because a gift is a gift.
Yes, a gift is a gift is a
but
gift.
But that, and don't get me wrong, see, if I was in that position, that's a G-Wagon that I hand down to my nephews, nieces, cousins.
Yeah, it's like an old car at the house.
Yo, here we go. That's a 2010.
2014.
2010 model.
G350.
Yeah,
it's like the first spec of the new age.
Sure. So I don't know. Like, the premise of the gift seems to weaken the gesture.
But this is my thing. It's still a G-Wagon. So technically, like, it's a G-Wagon.
Okay.
But would you rather,
wait,
are you saying?
I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
That G-Wagon?
Yeah.
Or a 2024 Corolla?
That's the thing. For me, personally, I'd rather take that G-Wagon. I won't lie.
Noms? Noms.
You'd rather take the G-Wagon.
You would rather
say,
take that G-Wagon.
I was going to say, a woman will obviously choose the G-Wagon. Are you going to drive a Corolla, Noms?
A 2024 Corolla.
Also keep the context. Don't lose the context of how she got this gift. She's the Han. This is the Blesser. The Blesser is saying, me, nah, Imoto. If your Blesser says, nah, Corolla, what are you going to think? You're going to think he wants you to start a business running Ubers.
Uber.
Me, nai Avanza.
Nai Avanza. I'm empowering you. I'm empowering you. Nai, another source of income.
Would you rather? Dog, no, just, they even okay, go. G-Wagon or Quantum?
Yeah, money.
A source of income, dog.
Hold on. Do they even have the parts of those G-Wagons nowadays? It just sounds like it just seems like an inconvenience for me, that thing does.
I think that thing uses the same parts as a C180. It's like nothing new.
Let's get into what people are saying.
In the comments, I knew, like when I watched this video, I just had, there's certain things you should never bring to social media because the discussion that we are having now,
sure.
Fuck the gift. People are like straight onto a tech.
Sure.
So the first person says, overpriced, used, high mileage, and it's been wrecked.
Correct.
Not sure about the G-Wagon.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Wow. Wow.
Another one said,
wow.
Tits say G-Wagon, face says Hyundai.
That's okay.
Right. Someone said his wife got the 2024 model.
You really think people just believe a subscriber bought a G-Wagon? Some of us weren't born yesterday.
That's questionable. Also, this guy said dude buys her a bag, a ring, and a G-Wagon, and he's just a subscriber. I think no one is buying that. It's like rough out there, I guess.
Her dad is a subscriber. Wow.
It's like
the extreme.
POV, when you go to the dealer and record a test drive. That could also be the thing. She could be just lying that a subscriber bought to the car.
But why would you do that over 2014? Nah, boss.
Someone else said, poor guy, she's still not sleeping with you. Maybe this brood is blessing from afar, you know what I'm saying? She's just like, buy me the thing, I'm going to go there and I'm going to collect it.
Here's my thing about OnlyFans, is that, you know, guys pay to see people's toes, so I'm...
This is not too far-fetched.
Yeah, this is not, yeah.
Look, I think for me, this is a weird flex, because like you say, it would have been better to flex with the bag and the ring only, and say my subscriber bought me one of these, no problem. Because that itself is like a... It's like an advert to say, you see my tits, you subscribe to my channel, I'll send you other stuff, but feel free to bless me with gifts.
Sure.
For me, using the G-Wagon as the flex just like ruined the credibility of our whole video. It's an old car.
It's out of service.
It's out of motor plan. Someone in the comments also said it's not even AMG. It's
van.
And I mean, like, not to be classist, but you saw that fucking gear, bro. That thing is manual.
Like that, look. Such. Okay, you can even question to say maybe those are the collector's item.
No, G-Wagons. That's not a collector's item. But
I'm trying to be objective. Because I'm on a 2014 G-Wagon no fucking sense.
And you as the chick accepting that gift, I feel like, take yourself seriously.
No, if I'm not more to you, I'm fine.
No, like, am I right? No.
So would you...
You're going to take the 2014 and post that shit. Because I'm sure the subscriber also, there was like probably a stipulation to say, baby, tell them I got you this gift. You know how niggas are. Niggas are like, show them what I got you. Do you know what I'm saying?
Fragile ass ego.
So what do you do?
Niggas.
Do you take the 2014 out of motor plan, not even an AMG, no body kit, G-Wagon? Or... That thing looks like it can drive for another 2,000 km and the service light will come on.
E-venture,
and they'll say, we don't have parts.
E-venture, e-landa-vandrane-skela, e-transport.
Yeah, that can
be that one.
You can't even service it at Mercedes.
I don't have a G-Wagon.
You have to service it at Car Service City. You know those pamphlets there?
Oh, the orange. Wow. I don't have a G-Wagon, so yeah, shout out to
you. You don't have a G-Wagon, but you don't have a Venture. Anymore. Thank you, Marvin. Hey, look, I don't have a G-Wagon. Me, I'll take the 2014 G-Wagon.
Yeah, that one was pretty interesting. But something similar to the... Can
I just say something? Yeah? You know, it's also fucked up, guys. And this is why I say, like, if you do this, okay, if you are Han and a Blesser wants to throw you out of motor plane car, be careful. Because... people are fucked up. When you come to social media to flex which you got a new car, it almost always has to be a fuck you car.
Of course.
It's got to be G63, the latest last one, G700, last number. I saw someone else post, a friend of mine, but she basically said, yo, my push present, boom, and it was a Urus.
Yup.
that's the level of flicks you can use for that type of content.
Sure.
Because I've seen people go, like, especially on Facebook, people will post, my first car, my brand new car, mm-hmm. I'm so excited. And because it's like a good looking chick or whatever,
sure.
If it's a Kia with the ribbon, people are like,
congrats. Ow.
No, they're like,
oh,
how? Kabang, u flexing in Kia.
Ah, dog.
And it's like, oh, my friends, if I'm buying a Kia, dog, I'm buying a Kia.
You
what's
know what?
Up?
I've seen that thing. I'm just like, oh, you know, such hard work. Congrats.
Right?
But also, there's that enough where it's like, ah, God, Oena.
What, Oena?
Ah, Oena.
There's a DJ that posted and said, yo, brand new tour bus, so dope. And it was dope. An H1. And people are like,
no, man. I've seen that and I'm just like, you know what, bro? That person didn't have that car before. It's an achievement to them. So shout out to everyone who has a Kia as their first car. Shout out to everyone who has.
I'm just saying. Me, I'll comment and say congratulations.
Yes, because it's a big deal.
My first car was a Tez and I was so proud of that Tez,
yes,
bro.
It's a big
you know
deal.
What I'm saying?
It's
like when
deal.
I went to car wash, I was meticulous about they made needed to make it
sure.
clean. I didn't have a G63. So fuck you for shitting on the people who post their Kias.
I'm fine. But speaking of, you were touching on a thing about places, ne? And something that I found funny was that bra. Did you see that bra who bought his wife found a slip of 18,000 rand.
For the Gucci shoes?
Gucci shoes.
I saw that shit, dog. She made a video and she said, where's the shoes?
Yeah, where's the shoes? Have you seen that video, no?
I saw the video, yes, briefly on TikTok.
I think I saw a video, do you have that video, Wandy, where I think it was Netflix that took it to
Netflix
extreme.
Took it, yeah. Actually, yeah, in Joburg. They put it on that billboard over there above William Nicol, yeah.
So I found this receipt in my husband's car. For 18,300 and it's...
I actually love that billboard because Netflix kind of picks up what's trending.
Sure.
And then they put... It's almost like a cryptic message, but if you get it, you get it.
Sure. Because Happiness is a new movie that's coming out.
Okay.
And then they said, Wandy, do you have it? Please play it?
Yes.
So yes.
Where are the shoes, George?
Where's the shoes?
For 18,300 and it's...
Oh. Like a proper thorough investigation to it.
George.
Hey, which one is this one now?
Where's the shoe?
Oh, wait. Oh, they got the...
I don't have the shoe. Where's the shoe?
What?
No, they're searching the kind of shoe. And it's
oh,
a woman's.
I see. Okay. Well, so even logo
so you couldn't even lie.
Nice. Laura Piana vibes.
Mm. Where is the shoe? I don't have the shoe.
Where is the shoe?
So, Undanga, and I think there's a follow-up video, but Undanga basically...
That's the product number, dog.
Undanga basically got interviewed on one of the radio... I think it was Five, one of the radio stations. And
ooh,
he...
Ubafo, the dude
yes,
who bought this, George.
George.
Oh, George.
Ooh, then George. Went and lied and said... George went and lied and then said that his friend bought the shoes and the slip... What fell in his car?
Oh,
some, geez, I was like,
George,
dog, you could have lied.
Bro,
like
and
you,
this
know,
is the
you
thing.
Know what I would have said? You know what I would have said? So say, you sure, girl, you buy it for your side or whatever George was doing, which my nigga, you know.
Allegedly.
You were. Bro, allegedly. Yeah. Allegedly. The best thing would have been like, babe, you're ruining the surprise. I was buying the shoes for you.
Yeah, well, thanks for ruining the surprise and posting it everywhere. Jesus, I'm taking them back now. Want to see again?
Yeah, that's at least the best thing that he would have done. And obviously now he has to go buy the shoes for the maid.
That's
but,
it. You know, and you know what it is, BH? It's a change in the times. You see, before, in order to cheat, you needed to have game.
Sure.
Because what game came with is it came with experience.
Sure.
And now as an experienced player... You are able to cheat, lie convincingly, and cover your tracks. Now what's happened is with the introduction of money,
coins.
Any fucking loser can cheat.
Yeah.
They haven't developed their skill set.
100%.
Where now you get caught and then you're like, no, my friend, he bought the shoe. Mm. Like, what the fuck weak story is that, George, you poos? And you had time to think about it, brah.
Dog.
You had time
Dog.
To really come up with a proper story. That would have been the way. Because remember, when you get caught, you've got to always find a way to turn it around on the person.
Mm.
And you ruin the surprise
toxic.
Is the perfect way. You turn it
how
around
toxic.
And you say, well, fuck. If you weren't digging in my fucking stuff,
sure.
I would have surprised you with the shoe. But now I won't because you don't trust me. You're insecure.
Sure.
Give me that slip. And then you roll out, you switch your phone off for 2 days. She'll feel so bad that she went through your shit that you can still have the side chick wearing the shoes.
Sure.
Nobody needs to know. And she'll probably take that video down. But now when you're George, you're a loser to begin with. Fuck you, your puss. You bought that thing for your side hand. I'm glad you got caught.
Hey, George. Nah, George messed up, man. He should have literally been quick on his feet to say,
George.
Bing ting alawe na baby. Yo,
Mfana. And also, ambio tenga cash, Mfana.
Yeah.
Buy cash. And when you present the person with the gift, you give them the slip and you say, I kept the slip in case it doesn't fit.
No, but dog, look, I think just...
No.
I want to call it etiquette or whatever you want to... Just,
cheating bro, etiquette. That's a very good name, PH. I think just write that down, James. I think we're going to call it cheating etiquette. Carry on.
Yeah. Mm. Cheating etiquette 101. If you're going to obviously...
please, go on.
No, let's not speak on this bullshit, but the least you can do is if obviously you're going to give someone a gift, give them the gift receipt, not the one with the figure. So at least, I've always found that as very tacky, giving someone a receipt with the figure on it. Just give them the gift receipt. So if you want to return it, get a bigger size, you still have a receipt that doesn't have the
Write that down. Well, I suppose it also depends on the importance of the side, because you want to give the one with the
figure. It's Gucci shoes.
No, but listen, and the value of those Gucci shoes. Yeah, boy, you give them with the receipt to say, if you don't like the shoes, you must always give a side that option.
Yeah, with the gift receipt.
Can you exchange the good with the gift receipt? Don't
it
just
you need doesn't have... It doesn't have the figure.
Okay, so do you tear the figure off?
No. So when you buy something, hey, I'm buying this for...
James, are you writing it down, bro? What the fuck? I'm trying to get us the info.
I'm buying this for Imed.
Yeah.
Can you please give me the receipt so that I have the receipt with the figure? And should this person want to return or get a bigger size, please give them the seat so that there's a reference that you can pick up. There's no fee there. It just obviously gives the product name, the product number, whatever it is, so that they can pick it up.
Yeah. Obviously, also part of cheating etiquette 101, don't you need to keep the slip somewhere else that's not on the counter?
Can I tell you something? Mm-hmm. And I can't believe I'm going to say this.
Say it.
But if you're buying at stores, like...
Just hold on, yeah.
If you're buying at... So a lot of these shops have your cell phone number attached to...
Yes.
To it. So when you go to an LV...
I didn't want to say it. Yes,
when you go to an LV, they're obviously, hey, what's your cell phone number? So anywhere around the world, they'll pick it up. Oh, these are all the items you've bought.
Yes, you've got a purchase history.
My brother, have a second number where you can... If you're buying for... your sides or whatnot, use that number.
James?
Because my friend has been caught saying, hey.
Oh, your friend. Okay, George.
My friend was caught. And she was trying, do you know what she was trying to do? Innocently trying to find out what this guy has bought or what he's bought from LV. Right?
Oh, I see.
So she was like, hey, this is his number. It's my partner. This is his number. I want to see what... Now she was like, hey, I've never received these products.
Yes.
And these products have been purchased post this bag. So anything beyond this bag, these are female products.
Yes.
They should be coming to me.
And
as the wife.
Yeah, damn.
So I'm just saying.
And your friend was innocently doing that because she wanted to see him. Clumpy, he already has a wallet, a belt.
He has a wallet. Yeah. He wanted to see what he's bought already.
Yes.
Now it's like, yeah.
Because let me tell you, wallet, female belt, bag. Those are items that they give you and they don't care about you.
Sure.
So
she was just like, which one is this? Yeah, so all I want to say is have another number for your funny style.
You know what those stores could also do?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the thing with with George's scenario is that, you know, a lot of the time, the stores also know that many of the purchases that are made are meant to be clandestine.
1,000%.
And oftentimes, whether it's platforms, you know, like your Instagrams, your WhatsApps, everybody is mindful of the fact that somebody might be using this thing for nefarious purposes. And
100%.
We need to protect our customer.
100%.
Where WhatsApp allows you to delete messages and have disappearing messages.
Sure.
That's a cheating loophole.
Yeah.
in the same way, these stores know that a lot of the items that are bought from them are blesser to blessee items.
100%.
Have the clandestine list for your customer.
Sure.
So that the brute doesn't get burnt now.
Sure.
On his number by his wife.
Sure.
The fuck? You're ruining your own business. And you're not here for the sustenance of healthy relationships.
Sure.
You're here to keep blessing so niggas can keep eating.
But also those guys, in fact.
Oh, it's cheating etiquette.
No, I know. Some of the guys, they're at LV, ne? Mm. We're like, oh no, so-and-so bought this for his side. You know, those guys also know that.
They know.
They know, okay, yes. That this one, if Undang is buying shoes, he's going to buy one for his Mehdi, and he's going to buy one for.
Because they get to know their customer.
Yes. It's like, okay, cool. Yo, to a point where he even suggests that, yo, I think your honey was here and she looked at this shoe. Your side honey was here and looked at this shoe. Oh, okay, Undang, I know. Buy them, you know. So I've seen that behavior. I'm
like, imagine like he says, "Hey, yo, your honey was here, and she looked at the shoe.
Sure.
Wink, wink." And then you go meet her for lunch. She's wearing the shoe.
Yeah, no, but I've seen it happen. And those, like, I'm comfortable with a few of those guys there.
Somebody else to a point
to where they've said that no, we know. Mang bought this for this, even to the point where it's like, no, man, so and so bought this for
Mang.
His Mang.
Yeah,
his side.
No, I'm saying, say side is chick A.
Yes.
And you checking out the shoe because you're thinking, let me get chick A something nice.
100%.
Guy gives you the tip, and before you can purchase it, she pulls up wearing it.
Yes.
Meaning it was purchased by. You see, PH, cheating etiquette 101. James, write this shit down, my man.
Wow.
We are literally formulating this on the spot.
So, yeah. Avoid such things.
I know such things happen, like with the brewers who work there, because it's also like, as I say, it's an angle of the business that they need to factor in because it goes both ways.
Sure.
So my earlier example of cover the brewers so they don't get exposed also means cover the chicks. You understand what I'm saying? Like, don't be a boost.
Ish, you're right.
Yes, because I'm working, if you're working on a commission basis, like you need
to sell. I'm trying to impress Norms. And you went and bought the shoes.
Yes. So because James is the clerk at the store,
sure.
He knows PH is operating Norms. So when he tells you, he's innocently telling you, hey, Norms was here and she liked this shoe. In the meantime, Norms has already told me, hey, this is the shoe I want.
Sure.
So when he's telling PH the info, my man Waras has already bought the shoe.
Yes.
And now you're taking her to lunch with the shoes that I bought.
I'm fine.
Hey, son. Hey, shit.
Life's tricky.
What? What's on you, George?
Yeah. That's Joburg for you.
Life's tricky. That is Joburg for you.
That's Joburg for you.
Yeah. And look, we laugh.
Sure.
But it's a really sad state of affairs.
Sure.
It's why someone can have the gumption to say, one of my subscribers bought me a G-Wagon.
Ish.
And it's why cheating etiquette 101 is actually a fucking real thing.
I am
because
fine.
It's that bad.
Yeah.
Imagine.
And it's every day in fun.
Mvana.
In 4K. Yes, yes.
I know.
Speaking on, touching on things sad and kind of messed up, that Liam Payne bra.
Of One Direction.
They had Gareth for him for lunch.
Oof, they finished Gareth. Eh? Well done, Gareth. We're not laughing at the situation, you fucks.
Yeah.
We are laughing that Gareth, you know, if you know Gareth personally, you'll know that there's no malice behind what he does.
Sure.
And Gareth was raising a point of view.
Sure.
Sometimes it's like wrong timing, wrong subject.
Sure.
Doesn't mean that Gareth is a fucking heartless bastard.
Sure.
It just means like his perspective came at the wrong time.
Perhaps. But
I don't know if you've ever commented on something One Direction related.
Sure.
One Direction related, K-pop related,
sure.
You know, boy
Beyonce.
Band stuff. Beyonce related.
So the hives of all these hives
will come for you because not so much that they're upset by what you're saying, more than they are upset right now. And now is not the time for you to raise this perspective, you know? And I mean, it's fucking sad what happened to Liam Payne. Anybody that denies that is an idiot.
But I mean, yo, bro, like, I think, was it yesterday or the day before? They released, obviously, what was in the system when.
They also released like images and stuff of the room and what was going on. And that's also sad. You know, I always feel like in times like that, it's especially the family that's left behind. Is like, you know, most of the time you're like, our lighty, our brother, our friend is there, he's working, he's doing XYZ. And then after the fact, it's like this person has died, which is bad enough. And then the information that comes out afterwards to say, the room was a clusterfuck.
Sure.
There was drugs. There was this. It's like, yo, what life was this oak living in? Business, sure. You know?
Hey, but I think the one thing which like really shook me was that it was a pink cocaine. What is that substance? Pink cocaine, which is obviously there's cocaine.
Pink cocaine.
I mean, James, you're white. You know what white cocaine is.
Wait, where was the pink cocaine?
Wait,
in the room or in
James,
the house?
James, you're white. So what's the difference between pink cocaine and cocaine?
And normal cocaine.
So there's more substances in pink cocaine. Pink cocaine apparently has got ketamine. What else is it? Ketamine. It's like a super drug.
Yeah.
Which clearly
ketamine
like,
also super addictive. Elon Musk has spoken.
Ketamine, ecstasy, and meth. That is one mixture, boss. That's one.
Is that what he was saying? Is that what they found in his system?
Yes, in the system and in the room.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, so.
Do they know who he was with?
Wasn't he with. In that video, he was with his chick.
His wife or his girlfriend left a couple of days before.
Who was the person in that video they were saying that hours before his passing, he was at a restaurant?
Yeah, it was his girl. She left back home.
Oh, he okay. Oh, heck, tick.
Got an email, what that triggered him?
About his label not wanting to do another album or something like that.
There's a lot of dynamics, you know. Sure. I certainly don't think he just woke up and said, you know what, fuck it, this is what
sure.
I'm doing. There's a lot of, it's a lot deeper. That's why, unfortunately for Gareth, you know, it's something when you comment on it, you've got to kind of take in air, because a lot of the people are also super fans.
Sure.
They've been following the story.
For years,
and one of
them
could give you like an accurate breakdown of, no, this wasn't just out of the blue.
Sure.
It was because of X, Y, and Z reasons, which doesn't even have to be, you know, like cast in stone fact, I know for sure. But they have a better idea because they're more avid follower.
Got you.
I think we can all agree that the end result, tragic.
Sad, yeah.
And then for the info to come out afterwards, it kind of it skews
tense,
the thing.
Tense the image.
Because I often feel like when these topics are discussed after the fact, whether, especially when it's like a prominent musician, artist, actor who decides to commit suicide, is that the conversation is when drugs is involved or when something else is involved, it's like the broader discussion that one...
Oh, thank you so much, my darling. Siabonga.
Thank you.
The broader discussion almost... it can't be had, you know? You've got like one side that's saying, you see now they were all on drugs, that's why. And it's like, no, you know what I mean? When you the others who try to have the other discussion to say, our artists are in a bad place, you know? Someone I always worried about, and every time they talk about it, it's just like, if that guy, God forbid, had to commit suicide, I feel like there's so much, maybe it's because I also follow it, it's Justin Bieber. Like, he gets hammered. You know, every time he appears in public with his wife, everybody's got fucking something to say.
Something to say, yeah.
When the Diddy thing came out, he's like the butt of jokes.
Sure.
When, if he expresses anything that he says, they attack anything that he says. Bad choice of words. I mean, I understand.
I see but what you know. There.
No, this is a serious topic, PH. James, what the fuck, bro? Stop laughing.
He's white.
Yes. Is that like when you now, if you take that over the time that it's been happening, if that eventually happens, as I say, God forbid,
sure,
it's almost like, but you fucking guys, bro, the way you bully this oak, you understand what I'm saying? Now, look, you can't then say, oh, but there was drugs in the room, so that's your reason.
Sure.
And I think it's the same with Liam Payne. Is that
yes,
it's fucked up that's what they found afterwards,
mm-hmm.
but it's like we can't only say it's that. Yes, it was a contributing factor, but I mean, let's go back and let's look deeper into it, you know? So,
I think closer to home, and you're speaking obviously of the bullying, and he spoke on it about labels now. I think he signed Empire, and he hasn't been able to release an album in years, and obviously in a year. And also with the social media bullying, I think he was saying that he's being bullied every time he's online. Where's the album? MT.
Sure.
So I just, like, I also feel, you know, sometimes, many times I feel for a lot of artists who are put into positions that they can't even speak of. He even went to the point of saying that Ambitious was hell, but there was no way that they didn't release. Like,
yeah, there's no way they would halt the work.
Yes.
Yeah, no, Ambitious know? Ambitious was about the work.
Yeah.
Yeah, you might not have liked the deal, but
so
the work was
there. So imagine saying, yeah, that was a better evil than this current evil.
Yeah.
That's sad, bro.
It is. And if every time he comes out to say, to address the matter,
sure.
people immediately started, because MT is another one. Anytime sure. he makes a video or does a live, the people in the comments and the people who speak about it after are like, this one is fucking high on drugs.
Sure.
So you're not actually bothering to listen to anything
to listen
that he's saying.
He has to say, yeah.
You're canceling him based on the, 100%, on the drug accusation.
Yeah. Nothing is sad. But
and he's fucking talented. We all want an MT album. You know, we want him to do well because that guy, when he's on.
Bro, I was fortunate enough. I have a song with him. I've seen him in studio. That guy literally played the beat. Super creative. Killed that hook within 30, 45 minutes.
Hooks, can't touch him.
Yeah. And he's smooth. That's what I'm saying. It's just like, I wish, just give that guy the creative space that he needs. Give him the support that he needs. And he's an amazing artist. Shout out to MT the Hustler.
RIP Liam Payne. And man, condolences to all his fans. I think it's also a hard one because he was so young, so handsome. The Oak was heavily followed.
Yeah.
So, people were melting down, dog.
Yeah,
some of the TikToks.
Yeah.
Was hectic.
The last they posted was in 2020, yeah? Why? Because they disbanded the group? Or?
They went their separate ways. There was talks of a One Direction reunion.
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're a big One Direction. I mean, James has got One Direction in his
James
wallpaper.
Is James is what?
Yeah. But they were Simon Cowell's find, eh?
Mm.
Yeah. Because even him, dude, he is devastated, you know? Because obviously, like in a mentorship, he's like a big brood to them, you know?
Sure.
There's Oaks. He found them, he put them on, you know?
Mm.
Shot.
Oh, hectic.
Yes, yes.
Hectic.
On what's it? America's Got Talent. Britain's Got Talent.
The certain Dabas as Paley.
Mm.
Who's this? The protests. The women's team. They lost. I think it's the curse of the protests in general. They lost in the final. Is it the T20 World Cup?
Because they always choke.
They always choke. So I don't want to say that. No. I don't want to say the ladies choked.
Did they win the final?
No, they didn't.
Did they make it to
the
final?
They lost it by like, what, 32 runs? They lost by 32 runs. Very close game. They played well, extremely well. But
look, I don't watch much cricket, but he's losing by 32 runs close.
There's bigger margins.
There's
also
smaller margins.
Yeah, they were up against New Zealand.
Yes.
New Zealand, who've won it twice. And I think
would you say New Zealand is the best women's cricket team in the world?
They are a better,
perhaps,
team.
You know, I don't want to bash them. Like, making it to the final. Listen, it's an honor just to be nominated.
Oh my God.
Listen, bro. Wow. Sometimes.
Yeah.
You can post a bronze.
Sure.
You know? In this case, you're posting a silver. So, be grateful. But honestly, I don't want to bash them. You've got to keep your chin up and you've got to fucking get back in the game.
100%.
But you're right. Had it not been for the overarching Proteas curse, it's like now we're talking about it because it's something that has happened.
Sure.
You know, we're not just looking at this loss isolated.
No, what I wanted to speak on was just, first and foremost, Temba Bavuma was my bra.
He's your bra.
Yeah.
Not my bra like me.
And I think I've mentioned this before, the unfair treatment that as a captain, you brought us here, but you didn't win. And I was looking at the comparison, with the ladies team. There was no, team captain, whatnot. But had it been.
Yes, had it. So you're saying when Temba, he used to get bashed as the captain, like, oh, well, look at the leader. That's why,
this is why.
And a lot of the time, the leader takes the fall or takes responsibility.
Sure.
But then it's almost like, oh, well, if they erase, what do they call it?
Quota, what?
Not a diversity hire, quota hire.
Sure.
Which is bullshit, because Temba Bavuma is a fucking fantastic player.
And if we do a comparison, who's the guy?
Who's the fucking current captain?
Aiden Markram, eh? And he's been cuck.
He's not been performing.
Come on.
But is he getting the same type of heat for non-performance?
Nope.
You understand what I'm saying? Nope. They, like you say, Proteas, women's team loses. Does the captain get the heat? No.
Congrats.
Temba Bavuma loses, yeah. Gets the heat, even though all it's a off. Team effort. All off, yeah. This, what's his name? Aiden Markram. Not that I watch a lot of cricket, but you're right. Sure. I did see this chat also going on to say, like, cool, why is this bra not getting the same type of heat since
100%.
We established that the leader is such an integral part of the team losing? What's happening with this bra? Sure. And he's not performing.
I'm fine. I mean, I don't like that thing. And it speaks to also, it also speaks to the, I want to call it the lack of transformation there at CSA. I think not lack of transformation. Let me pick my words correctly, but like, they're not.
How, this is the thing with transformation, and remember the transformation chat in cricket, in rugby, in let's call it sports that were previously white dominated.
Sure.
The transformation chat is always one of inclusion of previously disadvantaged players who at this stage of the game, if I look at rugby, Ebra, you understand, there's more than enough talent to for anyone to still say that
a
rugby,
long pool of
that's
talent,
it. Yeah. We've actually got too much talent in the rugby in the rugby team, where it's like we have enough for two teams, in my opinion.
Sure.
And you can't say that anybody who's got their place in the Springbok lineup is a transformation. Is a quota hire, not a fuck.
Mm.
Whereas with cricket, it's like the chat hasn't gone away. But think about the development of players from a transformation perspective. Should it take place at national team level?
Sure.
Or should it take place at school level? You know, we've been busy with it for a while.
Sure.
So for the past 20 years, if we've been busy with transformation, Ebra, we've got two generations of players who should be on my
brother,
now.
Here's the thing. Eastern Cape is one of the best, as one of the biggest pools when it comes to talent, right?
From Makai and Tini.
Yeah, from back then, you know.
Yeah.
But it speaks to something that we spoken on off air, how we've got more black bowlers than there is batsmen, you know, and I think it will speak on the barrier to entry when it comes to the development of batsmen. However, I'll make an example of these big leagues or big teams will go invest in what are these people that find talent? Scouts. Scouts that go to the Eastern Cape, go watch the players in, you know, the development leagues, go watch the players at the boys' schools, you know, your Salbornes, your Dells, your Queens, Grey, PEs, and will take the best talent and put them into the structures here in Johannesburg, Cape Town, Durban, whatever
it is. Almost, no, I don't want to say poach them, but they'll take their talent.
They poach them, you know, leaving the Eastern Cape again. So by the time this kid is meant to be in a developmental stage, it's taken to the big structures, which is great.
Mm. So you're taking the players to the structures instead of the structures to the players.
While developing where the pool is. Because Eastern Cape, dog, if you were to take all of these talented players that are taken from these structures and put them, if you were to put them into a dream team, you'd find that that team could take on any team in this country.
Mm.
But what I'm trying to get at is like it starts at high school where the areas that are meant to be developed are starved because they take
the good ones and
the good ones and then obviously so that's what I'm saying. It becomes very tough then to answer your question to say where should it be happening in high school, league or varsity to have those players.
To be like, I'll use an example. I follow not a lot. I'm not an expert, but I follow a lot of NFL stuff.
Sure,
I love that sport. Sure. I think it's fucking entertaining, especially the highlights. Mm-hmm. You know, not necessarily watching full games,
mm-hmm.
but if you look at you know, you've got high school, college, and the big
NFL,
leagues, the NFL.
Yeah.
The NFL people are developing at a primary school level where they're already spotting talent.
Sure.
To say this one, but they don't come and say, okay, PH is a talented linebacker.
Sure.
At the age of 13. They go and they say, cool, PH, we see that you're a talented linebacker. You don't have to move anywhere.
Sure.
We are coming here to give you the support that you need to develop your linebacking.
Got you.
You know, where they have the offers are made very early on to say, we're going to be watching you for the next 10 years. There's an NFL or college contract waiting for you. So from the smallest town there in Texas, their facilities, everything is developed to nurture the players where they are. That's what I mean when I say the structure is taken to the players.
Sure.
It's like imagine building world-class facilities in the Eastern Cape.
Sure.
Three or four, but they're there.
Sure.
And you're not moving the players.
Sure.
You're saying, cool, we're going to develop you guys here Because what a lot of leagues around the world have done, for example, again, rugby, even in, like cricket. Cricket is huge in India. Mm-hmm. So when they take a talented player of ours from here, that person becomes a mega star in India. That's because of how big cricket is in India.
Sure.
But we've got a lot of rugby players here who go to Japan.
Sure.
Japan is kak in terms of they're not the curry cup. You understand? But they're taking players from here because they're saying, no, you come here
develop
to come and develop
intensity,
our
yes.
So that our game is raised.
Go up, yeah.
And in the same way, it's like if we want to raise the game in the Eastern Cape from a development perspective, we need to take the structures there instead of poaching the players. Because poaching the players is the quick fix. Mm. It's the easy money. It's actually the short game. It's not the long game.
Because I don't even know, and I stand to be corrected, if there's like a high performance center in the EC. I'm sure the schools have that, like the schools with the coins to do that. But
yeah.
If there's a high performance center in Tanzania
is there like a Craven Week of some sort?
No, but there is a Craven Week, but even there, it's like the development team.
Yeah.
You know, I've never seen a player come from a player come from the development team to go and play for the big leagues, but it's just like, oh yeah, development team.
Yeah.
Let's do our little CSI stuff that we need to
do. Yes, it's more like a CSI thing, like a box-ticking exercise. Yeah. You know? Is transformation, like, is it a genuine thing that you really want to do, or are you just ticking boxes? Do you know what I'm saying? James can tell us. I don't know what the whites are saying about the current captain, but the man is cuck, so...
Sure.
James is saying it took a couple of years for the Springboks to get it to that level. So maybe see World Cup champs.
Yeah.
Exactly.
100%.
The proof is in the pudding.
Sure.
You know, with the Springboks.
Yeah. Another sporting.
100%. Well, and it's not to say, you know, this. What sometimes I think when the transformation chat was being handled incorrectly, it was always like a thing of, oh, this is just
you're forcing.
You're enforcing it, and there's a lot of players that are losing their place. I don't believe in that. I believe the best players should be put on the
100%.
Team. I don't believe anybody should lose their place because we're trying to put in a colored boy from the townships or a black guy from Eastern Cape.
Sure.
But if the black guy from Eastern Cape has got that potential, and you know, Oguti, the Brewer can't afford what the white players going to the private schools can, I think we need to give him a leg up. Otherwise, we're not going to get anywhere.
100%. Yeah. Anyways.
What did you say? What's the barrier to entry with batsmen?
For batsmen, yes. Dog, I mean, as a bowler, all you need is form. And you can be taught how to, you know, bowl faster or whatnot.
Okay.
It is so expensive buying a cricket bat.
A kookaburra.
I remember back in my days in high school, like, you know, the white kids had those thick cricket bats. You know, they're bent.
Yeah.
It's a heavy bat.
You had, if I remember correctly, you looked at the top of the bats. It had a number of lines.
Yes, number of lines, you know. Tina, us, we just had the Baker's...
The one with one line.
Baker's mini cricket entry level. If you hit that thing at the bottom, dog, I think the bat will choke you, you know.
And
you know, and those kids, Abo Thomas had, like, you know, you had practice gear in terms of batting.
And
then you have game gear, you know. Us.
Spikes.
You had one bat clubs. You had to borrow from the guy who just went out. You had to borrow from
the team bat at the school.
You know? And you're putting on his pads, his gloves. You don't even have a helmet, you know? So you're standing the chance of being hit in the head. So I was just saying, like, from an affordability perspective, already that is a challenge, you know, to buy
and then
all those gear.
And that white coach that is like, you don't need a helmet, Pilani. Come on, get it. Come on, get it, brother.
Next thing, bras are falling towards your head, you know?
I think I've told this story before, but like at the Love Life games, they were swimming. Right? And we would, credible competitors who came in. It was also a development thing, right? Love Life game. Mm. We were at this one gala and there was like a lot of black kids that were swimming who just couldn't swim.
Sure.
But you almost got a participation trophy at the Love Life game.
Got you.
But there was lifeguards on standby in case, yabo. And brah, there was this like one Burtopi there, one of the timekeepers. Mm. And obviously they watch what's happening. So James jumps in the pool, he's swimming there.
Sure.
And when James starts drowning, I need to jump in and, you know, move him to a lane, divider. And me and my friend wanted to go in. And this timer is like, nya, nya, nya. Then Brian's drowning. He's like, give him a chance, dog.
Yeah, it was bad. Ah, dog, so for me, it's...
Malume! It's like you're saying, no, do it. You can do it.
Sure.
Leave him. He's going to come run. Hey, but man, you can see he's drowning, bro. That's how I felt with the cricket one. It's like, no, you don't need a helmet, Pilan. You'll be fine.
And that's how it is, man. It's just, you know, so already, Jay, that's why you'll find more successful bowlers. And shout out to Kagiso Rabada. I think he achieved 300 wickets. Fastest, ne? Over faster than Alan Donald, faster than Sean Pollock, Mackay Ntini, everyone who's
but
yeah. Shane,
he can bowl.
He's moving. But I'm just saying
he's moving.
You've got your Ngidis, you've got the thingies of this world, and it's seldom that you have excellent or great
black batsmen.
And I wish I could see that come out more, like where you find great batsmen, black batsmen, who find it easy to hit 100 runs.
Yes.
You know, or average at like, what,
65? But the barrier to entry is the coins for the gear.
Younger level, from a high school level.
Baker's cricket's not going to cut it.
Baker's mini cricket.
We're not going to develop them
Baker's mini cricket is not going to...
And we're not going to develop them with the communal bat. And we're not going to develop them with the... Take your chances, Pilani. You can do it.
But yeah, but besides that, shout out to the Proteas women's team.
Man, being keep nominated your head up. Chin up. Being nominated is an honor. Silver is nothing to sneeze at. And yeah, we salute you. Keep doing that thing.
Kagiso Rabada, 300 up. But yeah.
Yes. Yeah, what else happened this week, BH?
I don't know. You tell me.
Can I just give an honorable mention to something?
Mm.
I don't want to delve into it too much, but fuck. I said... You know when you know something and you say something ahead of time and then it comes to pass and you're like,
what did you say this time around?
Kabelo Gwamanda, the former mayor of Joburg.
Hey!
Bruh!
Hey, I saw
is
that.
Wanted in a fraud case for some funeral scam. And that, bruh, when he was mayor of Joburg, and anytime he would appear on TV, I used to say this Okiza Tsotsi, dog. He's giving me like Ngatukogi Uzi vibe.
Sure.
And then when this story came out, I was like, well, fucking El Chama, there they go again. And no one is giving me my flowers for it, because when I said that, I got you, you know what I'm saying? Now, bang,
I got you.
And every time, you know, like, he's so slick, eh? When he comes out and makes a statement, he did this when he was underperforming as mayor, and people were like, yo, bro, what the fuck
What's
do you
going
do
on?
He comes out and he says, black child. They'll try to tear you down like the Matrix is coming for me. Okay, Andrew Tate. This guy. It's like the Matrix is always off him. Now he gets exposed in the funeral scam.
Dog.
Black child. They will try to tear you down. Listen, my man.
Bro, I found that
you are not Busisiwe Mkhwebane. Okay? You, like, we see you. We knew you're a scammer.
No, I saw it in his, like, weird suits. His amasutu ake were, like, his tie is going the one way. His suit is, I was like, I'm not sure
and
about
he didn't
this
know
guy.
How to stand in a suit. Like, you know when you sit down, you loosen your button. When you stand up, you...
Yeah.
Hey, that bro was tying his button to sit down and loosening it to stand up. Then he didn't know where to put his hand. He'd just be on an interview like, yeah, you know, the city is there. Bro.
But that's sad that people in power of that nature. Okay, come on, like.
You know, BH, oftentimes when people are nominated to roles and posts, when people are given the job, don't get it twisted. They are never the brightest among us.
Sure.
And they are never the most credible among us.
Sure.
And that's just the game.
Sure.
Is that politics is not astrophysics. You know, Elon Musk was speaking on...
your favorite bra?
You know, my nigga. Mabahambe. Elon Musk was saying that his whole role in the Trump presidency is that he wants to run something called DOGE, D-O-G-E, the Department of Government Efficiency.
Sure.
Because he's saying that a lot of government departments are padded with extra people and roles and jobs. And you've just got this overstaffing where it's like, what the fuck does James actually do here? You understand?
Got you.
We could just have James to do all four roles. What the hell is these other people?
Mm-hmm.
And that now, when you extrapolate it across government departments and agencies, we've got so many useless agencies in government.
We're paying a lot of these people.
Exactly. Yeah, 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 yeah. And the people who work there, you'll find that that person would never be able to hold down a corporate job in the private sector 100%. Of any sort because they're an idiot. And that's how I feel a lot of the time about these postings, is that you take Kabelo Kwamanda, you make him the mayor of Joburg, not because he's the most qualified or he's the most credible or you honestly think he can do the best job, but it's because our party gets to nominate the guy and we're going to put this guy.
Sure.
And scammers, you know, to run a funeral scam, you must also be smart. You understand 100%. What I'm saying? Allegedly. So it's not to say he's dumb, but he's smart for the wrong he's smart for the wrong reasons, is my point. That is not a guy who can turn around a city. It's a guy who can scam a granny out of a funeral policy.
Yeah,
bo.
Yeah.
Fucking forex trader. Glorified forex trader is what he is. So
sad, man, but I wanna touch on this thing.
But I knew it.
I wanna touch on this thing, who's this? Elon Musk. Isn't that bribing, dog?
Bribing who?
If you go and register to vote for thing, we'll give you $1 million. Surely that's bribing.
No,
that's
bribing. No, it's not bribing. It's not bribing because what he's saying is we will give you $1 million if you are registered to vote and if you sign this petition. But you don't have to be a Trump supporter. You can be anybody.
Come on, and it's dog. I'm supporting this guy.
Yeah.
I'm making it clear as Trump that I'm supporting this bra. I'm saying, join my movement, and I'll give you $1 million. Awa?
No, he's saying these two, the First and Second Amendments in the Constitution, are central to us having a country with the framework that the United States was built on. One is free speech. That's why he bought Twitter at a massive cost and loss to himself.
Well, now he's directing and two everything that we consume on Twitter. Like,
yeah, there's other social media platforms, but Twitter seems to be the only one that allows people to say whatever they want. I mean, up to now, Instagram, I've tried commenting on people's posts, and if I say things like, you are fat, Instagram says, you want to think about this because maybe you shouldn't use those words. And I'm like, no, but that's exactly what I want to say. I want to say, you are fat. Because I'm looking at the picture or the video and I can see that you are fat. I want to say, you are fat.
Sure.
Now I must say, perhaps you are larger than life. No.
Larger than
Twitter,
life.
I can
There's more of you.
Exactly. Twitter, I can look at Lizzo's weight loss journey. I can shout her out and say, well done for losing X, Y, and Z kilos. It's nice that you're in the gym, but you are still fat. Keep working. I want to say that because I'm trying to positively reinforce Lizzo. I'm not trying to shit on her. Instagram doesn't allow it. Facebook doesn't allow it. And obviously, that when Elon released the Twitter files, we obviously found out a lot more about what those other platforms were doing what Twitter was doing.
Sure.
So he's saying, as a free speech absolutist, I'm creating this profile as a town hall for the world where everybody can come and say their say and nothing is censored. But in America at the moment, the movement is moving towards suppressing the First Amendment, which is the free speech one, and the Second Amendment, which is the right to bear arms. So he's saying, you as an American, if you sign this petition to support these two bills, you enter the competition, Ugwini Mita. He's also doing it with 20 days to go till the election.
Sure.
So he's only giving away 20 bars. 20 bars for Elon Musk would be like if you and I now say, we're giving away a glass of water. Literally, they'll be worth billions, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't see it as
trillions.
And he said that had he said it was for MAGA supporters only, or you must register as Republican.
No, what I'm fighting is that obviously he is a straight-up Trump supporter.
Yeah.
He's not hiding that. And obviously if you're advocating and saying this stuff at Trump rallies, of course it's going to live under the guise of vote for us, so Kai Mita.
Type of thing. But some of the people that are winning are also from the other side. So it wouldn't hold water. The other thing I think what they're trying to also do in those battleground states is they're trying to get as many people as possible to register. Because remember, America, the election is basically contested out of like four places.
Sure.
The other 46 places are like decided up front. Like California is going this way.
Sure.
New York is going. They know which way certain ones are going. Sure. But then those four battleground states is where the real campaigning happens. Well, Pennsylvania and North Carolina. So,
well, we'll see.
And you know what I always imagine Elon as, PH? He's like a guy that's basically just living his dreams. He's fucking flying rockets and landing them again.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? That's what he wants to do with his money. He's buying Twitter and firing 80% of the staff and then just saying, fuck it, YOLO, you know? He strikes me as the type of guy that if Twitter has to shut down tomorrow, he'll be like, meh, okay,
whatever.
Let's build a new one called well, it's called X now, but let's build new X.
Z.
He just, like, he doesn't strike me as a guy who does stuff because he wants, certainly not because he wants to make money.
Sure.
You know, he has that. It's like, he's like a villain, but like a good villain, you know? And a nerd at the same time. Like that Mabahambe jump he did when he was giving that speech at the rally. Like, how do you get on stage and then you...
But yeah, anyways, I see Violent Fala. Yeah, shout out.
Shout out, bro.
Go and comment there. And also, if you find anything interesting online, just hit us up, tag us.
If you find anything where the comments are brutal.
Yeah, we'd love to talk about it. Want to share it, yeah. But otherwise, catch us every single...
Wednesday.
Well, not even every single Wednesday. At any point, find us, obviously, on YouTube.
TikTok.
Yeah. Show us some love there on TikTok, IG, and of course,
Elon Musk's platform,
X, and stream us there in
Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
Yeah,
we're everywhere. PH, Google the show, bro, and watch it.
Google us.
And remember, this week in your life, just to be nominated is an honor in itself.
Yes,
as long as you're in the fucking game, you're in the game. Don't let anybody tell you otherwise.
Otherwise, they don't remember who came second place.
They don't, but if it was you,
they don't.
I remember you.
They don't write it down who came second, boss.
PH even wore shades for the Luris. He was like,
bro,
yeah,
I was so...
Waste of an outfit.
Fucking.
Take it easy. If it's easy, take it home.
Fucking volume, boy. We're out of here. Sharp. Well, I'm not easy.